morning, sir.
I have several items on my agenda, but we're going to start with the proposed Woodland Park. We have a PowerPoint presentation. With me today, I have Carlton Savage. Carlton is from Pannoni Associates, who is the consultant we selected to work on the project. Just to give you some quick background, it was back in February of 2006, and at that time, the County Council passed a motion to commit to work with the Corps of Engineers to secure a placement site for the successful dredging of the Nanticoke River. Several years later, it actually wasn't until March of 2010, we entered into a contract to acquire the 41-acre site of the Woodland Golf Park. The contract price was $580,000. To help defray the cost of the land purchase, the county applied for and received a grant in the amount of $107,811. That came from the Delaware Land and Water Conservation Trust Fund. As part of the grant, the county agreed to maintain the 20 acres excluded from the dredge project. And I should remind you that we acquired 41 acres. We only needed 21 acres for the dredge site. So we had 20 acres left over. So the grant stipulated that we set aside the 20 acres as parkland for outdoor recreating public in perpetuity. As part of the process, we actually had to subdivide the land, and separate deeds were recorded for the dredge site and also a second deed for the park property itself. The dredge portion of the project moved forward, and by February of 2013, the dredging of the Nanticoke River was successfully completed. During that same time frame, in October of 2012, actually, the county selected Pannoni Associates to perform the planning and design of the park project. A preliminary layout was prepared, and the county presented it to the public on February 21, 2013, and at that time received a very positive response from the public. However, due to the amount of public interest, it was determined that we should put together a work group to kind of filter through the comments that we received from the public presentation. So we established a work group. We had six members on the work group, and I believe we have three members today. If you wouldn't mind standing up, I'm not going to ask you to say anything more at this time, but they're very integral to the final design that was completed. At this point, what we're going to do, Carlton's going to give a short PowerPoint presentation outlining the development of the park process, and then we'll open it up for questions and comments, and we would even request that the work group have an opportunity to make a comment. So at this point, I'll turn it over to Carlton.
Good morning. Carlton Savage with Pannoni Associates, the selected engineer on this project. I'll go through the agenda. We're going to introduce who's worked on the project. Mike
Yeah, I think his mic is turned on.
Yeah, there we go. So I'm going to introduce the team that has been working on the project in Pannoni. The history, just a very small summary. Mike gave a pretty good introduction to the history of the project, the possible funding of the project, the public outreach that has already taken place, the preparation of the concept plan that has been done. I will go through a small detail of the base project, including some details and the cost estimate associated with that. And then there's the vision of the alternative items to create a larger park with more items. Then I will turn it over for comments and questions. The team that has been working at Pannoni on this project, Carlton Savage, myself, the senior engineer and project manager on this project. Dan Barbado is our municipal division manager. He oversees everything that I do. And then Peter Stone is our registered landscape architect, and there is some landscaping involved with this project. Brief history of the project. It's a 40-acre site. It was acquired in May 2010. The existing site contained a clubhouse parking area, accessory buildings, golf cart paths, and was a active golf course. Included all of those items. The 20 acres for the site of the dredging was completed, and there's a remaining 20 acres of the site that's for an active park. The park also is introduced as a waypoint in the conjunction with the Nanticoke Heritage Byway and it has been discussed as a possibility. Funding possibilities for the project. Originally, there was a $107,811 grant from the Delaware Land Water Conservation Fund that was to assist with the purchase of the property. Additional money is needed if the for 50% of the total project cost, should that be needed, and the county has initiated some of that process to date. To date, there's been several public meetings and work group meetings to discuss the items that would be needed in a park of this nature. There was a public meeting held in Anacoke Senior Center, February 21st, 2013. Very good turnout, 100 members. The local community participated and gave positive commenting for that project. The work group was established after that, and it consisted of six members, three of which are here today. Civic, local residents, conservation group, and a future user were part of that working group. From that working group that happened in April and May of 2013, several items were identified as needed items for the project. Some of those items are walking paths, a skip garden or memorial area, butterfly garden, a bird habitat area, covered pavilion, observation platforms, a fishing pier, and a pond that's on site, an outdoor classroom, and a dog park. And I'm going to go into some of those items now. After the working group, we came up with a concept plan that was discussed and used during a working group that kind of outlined the existing site and how the project would look. The black dotted lines are the paths, the walking paths that would be throughout the site. It's approximately about 5,000 linear feet of walking paths that are surrounded that area. There is this top area here was a idea was to plant a existing sand trap and turn it into a bird habitat area to utilize that large sand trap that's on the property currently. The fishing pier would be in this area. The existing pond that's surrounded is still an existing pond. There was a dog park proposed in this area. The existing parking lot that's currently in place is in not the greatest of shape. It could use some work, and we will show you what was concluded on that. There's an existing house on site right in this area, historical residence, and several activity nodes, which are these red items that surround the project, and those could be anything from activities along the walking trail, you know, as you go along the trail. So from the concept plan, we moved into sort of construction drawings and design phase, and this is what we created. This is just a site plan showing a very similar type park layout. We did the survey and got to this point. So some of the, up here in the top right corner, this is the detail for the trail, which is, it's stone dust over concrete or crushed aggregate. That would be 10 foot wide through most of the trails and then 15 feet through this middle section so that the dredge site could be accessed by emergency services, vehicles, things like that. The existing parking lot would be resurfaced and restriped so that it would be more functional as a parking lot for a park. There was a gate that was included as well, and that would allow the park to be closed to at night and things like that so that you couldn't access the trails.
It's going to be fully gated.
The base plan has some gating. Uh-huh. The alternate items would add additional gating. There was also a fence proposed along the front of the property, and that fence would restrict access to the park from the street, not okay. Through an entrance way.
Is there going to be a blacktop parking lot?
It currently is an asphalt parking lot.
It's currently now one?
It currently is an asphalt parking lot now.
The parking lot exists. It's in pretty good shape, mm-hmm. but it does need sealing. Mm-hmm. And restriping to provide some handicapped parking spaces, just better alignment of the parking spaces.
I know the argument today on most of our zonings and things, if it's possible, use stones. Just let the water go through instead of using blacktop.
But, yeah, in this case, it already exists.
It's already done.
So that's, and you can see the list of items that were included in the base project, which was to be a minimal project to create a park but not be over elaborate, and that's where the alternative items come into place. here's some of the details that we had, you know, put on the construction drawings to start detailing these items, a new sign to indicate the park is there. You have directional signage, which is in this area that would look similar to, which tells you as you're walking down a path, which direction to certain paths and items that you may want to visit during the park. You also, at the beginning of the park, you would have a kiosk that would give you a map with the possibility of other information that the park may want to present. The fence here is shown. This would go along the front of the property, which would restrict access to the park, not through an entrance. And then here's a typical gate that would be provided within the park to stop traffic from entering the trails.
Where are you with that? Is that just a plan or what?
We provided...
It's just a plan. I mean...
What you're seeing here is...
Maybe I can... Right now, we're giving the presentation,
right.
And today we're going to ask the county council to give us permission to move forward with
the plan. Because you showed signs and whatnot. I didn't know. You had
this
some...
This is just, you know, good ideas.
Oh, okay. It's not ours. That's not already done there, is what you're saying.
That is correct.
Examples. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Samples.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, samples of what the base project would entail. So that's the bare bones, the base project here, and a sample of what it would look like with that.
Where will the dredge spoils be in relationship to that park?
I don't know if I can get to a...
Yeah, basically.
North
have
up there?
I don't know that we have it a full out. Zoom.
Let me... I got a button to make this thing. Yeah, there you go. This is the area of the dredge spoils. It's
right
in the back of the property, and we have already fenced it off, so
it's
not accessible.
Great.
However, again, the gate that we're locating is here because I need to get back to the dredge site to maintain
mm-hmm.
it,
mm-hmm.
so it will be gated. This parking lot will be open all the time,
mm-hmm. okay.
but I'll have a gate here so that, you know, I can open the gate and, you know, our maintenance vehicles as needed can get back to the dredge site.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And care of that dredge spoils area will not create a big problem. I mean, it's because I don't think it grows much if it has a lot of salt. But that's just Chesapeake Bay, so I don't know about this one.
Yeah, it's basically dried out with the exception of some areas that can
And it could have trees on it, like you show? Or is it?
The dredge site itself?
Yeah.
No.
It won't grow anything.
We want to keep trees and things. You're talking about we built berms around the dredge site. We want to keep that free and clear of tree growth because we may need to use it sometime in the future.
Exactly. I didn't know what those green things were on there.
That's just, you know, an architect, a landscape architect.
Yeah, I think this was, yeah.
Thank you.
Let's see if I can get back to where we were. Okay. So we saw the details of what the project potentially would look like with the base. Now, we provided a construction cost estimate for the base project. Including in this, it would be the parking lot area, which Mike alluded to, would be seal-coated, striped, an entrance sign, and an entrance kiosk. So that would be creating your parking lot for general access. The second item here is a Skip Gardner Memorial area, which was requested for Skip Gardner, who maintained the project.
Who's Skip Gardner?
Mr. Gardner is the gentleman who owned the golf course property and developed the property.
Nice.
He was well thought of. And
very nice.
Mrs. Gardner is here. She participated
very nice.
As part of the work group as well.
I think that's her right there. Very nice.
The third item would be the stone trail, which is a majority of what you would be building in the base project. We actually received a very good cost estimate for this going to SCD to get some very recent cost estimates for the amount of stone trail we're putting in. It also includes some grading restoration and directional signage to get around the trails. The last item on the base project is the fencing. The fencing would just be the wood fencing along the front and the farm gates that we alluded to prevent access. And the total base construction cost estimate here at the bottom, we estimated approximately $142,900 for that base park. From the base park and the work group, there was a lot of items that they requested to be added to the park. And this is a drawing of what that would present itself like. That would include what we talked about earlier with the bird habitat area, the plantings that would go into an existing sand trap. The Skip Gardner plaque would be right here, overlooking that bird habitat area. There was a pavilion presented in this area, so you could have lunch under a covered pavilion. Discussions of a bathroom facility next to the pavilion was discussed. This is an outdoor classroom, which there would be wooden logs placed on the ground in a circular pattern, trees to give a little bit of shade, and possibly, you know, you could teach a class out here on the park.
And we could accept school buses full of students, that's what you're...
Correct, that was the idea. The trail would then have an offshoot here that would go over to the existing pond. The existing pond, this is a fishing pier. It would overhang the pond slightly so that you could access the pond, fish off of the pier. There were some benches thought about on the pier. It would be handicap accessible from the trail. Back in this area would be just an access to the dredge site that we were providing, and a turnaround in case a vehicle would need to turn around. There are activity nodes provided. Those are the red dots in the concept. Now there are circles here, and I'll go through some of those items that could be presented with the activity nodes. And a dog park was proposed in this front area. It's fairly open. There is a little bit of shade, so it presented well for a dog park with a fence. It would be a wooden fence with some fabric around, some metal fabric that would go around the outside of the fence to, you know, keep the dogs in the park. There would be two sections of the park, which would be a small dog area and a large dog area to keep the dogs separated. So that's basically the alternative items in a nutshell. And we provided a cost estimate, and this would be something you could bid out as an a la carte, or but these are the estimates that we see that would be relative to what you just saw on the alternative items list. I didn't mention there is a butterfly garden near the front of the site. That would just include an area of nectar plants. It would be a very nice area with for butterflies, native butterflies that come to the area. It's a little hard to read here. I think you guys have.
So with the alternatives, you could have 276.
That would be the
276.
Total. Correct. That would be the base and the
alternative. But without them, we're talking about, I think I can read that, 140 something.
Mm-hmm. The total of the alternative items we've shown here is
$133,000.
So that's, you know, I pretty much hit. Now, there was some discussion with the restrooms. They would be waterless toilets, low maintenance. You wouldn't have water. There is an existing building on the site.
There's a well.
There is an existing well.
And septic.
There is a cesspool currently located. So
Sussex County cesspool.
That would be part of the building restoration if that project went through in that method. Is there any questions on the alternative items, or is that
question to the council?
No, I'm just wondering, is that something that we have that we're expecting to fund, or what had we talked about as far as funding? Is this just something new to all of you, or what? Where are we?
So today's presentation was to give council an update on the work that has taken place over months, if not years.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to provide the council with the base plan, and that's the $142,000.
Yeah, okay, that's where we are.
Budget. It's up to council's discretion if they would choose to consider any of the alternative items that the working group and the public brought forth of interest for us. Mm-hmm. But we thought the first step would be for consideration of the base plan. This project is funded in this year's budget. There is money to cover the base plan, and that's what we're here to consider today.
Well, I think that's great.
I'm not sure if the council at this time would be interested in hearing any comments from the work group. Or
well, they did a lot of work, and I don't think we paid them.
I don't know if they have anything.
I don't think they're on the payroll. I
got a question while we're waiting on them. If we do the additional items later, right?
You could always do it over any period of time.
Well, a lot of times, you know, when you add, you come in and like change orders and all these other, it can add costs.
More expensive.
Do you see that adding these alternative issues, or we pick and choose maybe out of a menu as we have further discussions, right? We're not going to see any increase in costs. because
well, I mean, it's like going to be like anything else. Mm-hmm. I now have to go bid it out. These are cost estimates.
These are just estimates.
For example,
anyway, right? Okay.
You know, if we estimated the pavilion is, I don't remember the number, but say it was $18,000, right, and I bid it out, and for whatever reason it comes in at $45,000.
Then we can change your mind.
Then you could change your mind. Mm-hmm. There's okay. always that
but
opportunity.
But then not in this budget period, if I understand.
But we get the base, we start with the base, and right. then we can add these other things. Phase them in, or however.
You could do it over. You know, you could do it 3 budget years from now if you wanted to do the pavilion.
All right. Okay.
You could do the base project now and add in any items, or we could include some of these items. You know, if you particular one of the alternatives struck your fancy and you wanted to include it as part of the bid now, again, you could get a number for that item and then decide at the bid award process. Mm-hmm. whether you wanted to move forward with it or not.
But none of this includes maintenance, management, or security?
No, we're basically going to leave the parking lot open 24 hours a day, but no access to the trails. Well, you would be able to man access or mm-hmm. person access to the trails 24 hours a day. We are already out there having to perform maintenance. You know, we have to maintain the dredge site. We have to go out and, you know, check the property right. on a regular right. basis. So far, since we've owned it in 2000, since 2000.
Why do you have to check the property regularly? Why do you have to do that?
Well, since 2010, we've had 2 incidents. One, we had a series of teenagers drive their vehicle up adjacent to the house, and they just broke a lot of beer bottles and things like that.
Thinking of
and
that.
On another occasion, we've had some trash bags, like 5 or 6 trash bags dumped, and then they got torn up by the animals. We had
Mike,
to clean that.
That will not prevent it. Because they go on weekends or go out hours after you're there, you cannot be there 24 hours, 7 days a week.
That's correct.
And so, in a sense, we're almost wasting our time by doing this because land does not move. And trying to guard land is 24 hours a day. If you're going to guard it, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you don't do that, it's just a waste of time. It's a waste of taxpayers' money. That's what it matters.
Is there an easy way to put some kind of fencing up or blocking of the parking lot to prevent the cars to getting in there off the main road eventually?
Here's the problem. Once you start gating the parking lot, mm-hmm. then I have to send somebody out first thing in the morning to open it up, and I got to send somebody out at the end of the day to close it.
Close the gate.
What we're proposing is try to be low impact, see if we have some problems, mm-hmm. and then react to the problems that would come
up. Keep it as simple as possible in the beginning, see how that goes. Yeah. You have to go out there anyway. From time to time, but not on a regular basis.
Let me make it very clear. We go out there for maintenance of the dredge site, too.
Yeah.
And the 20 acres back there, we have a duty to keep that maintained.
We
have to collect water sampling.
Right.
That whole 20 acres is bermed and fenced. So we're out there on mm-hmm. on a regular basis to maintain that 20 acres anyway.
At least once a week.
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely
if not twice. And we also have, again, the members of the local community that can be our eyes and ears out there to help with us. Again, Mrs. Gardner in particular, okay. You know, her husband developed the property.
Is it Mrs. Gardner in the middle there?
Yep.
Hello, how are you? Make sure we know who to...
On this walking trail, I've been to some places where the crabgrass ends up taking over. Is this going to be a problem with the type of granular type of soft surface and stuff? I've just seen some of them look like... Were there a lot of maintenance?
I've been to the one on Cedar Neck Road, for example, and it's been there for a while, similar surface, no issues with crabgrass growing up. I do want to talk to DENREC. I think it's a possibility they may have laid fabric down first. They just built a new Gordon's Trail, very similar. So before we go to the actual bid stage, I just want to check with DENREC and see mm-hmm. if there's anything they do in particular, because they have been very successful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it can be a problem.
How about one in my district? Would you like to do that?
Excuse me?
Something like that in my district. Yeah.
Well, I you know.
No?
We were asked to put this project together because we accepted the grant.
I'm just trying.
And we should mention one thing that I left out of the presentation. I think Carlton touched on it. We have submitted a pre-application. Just if we move forward with the project, we can request some additional grant funding to help with the construction costs.
Wonderful.
Whether it would be a full 50% match, I don't know if we'll get that much money, but that's the way we'll submit it.
How far is this from Seaford?
Oh,
5 miles, 6 miles?
I'd say 3 to 5 miles.
Four or five miles.
It's 5 miles. So we're going to get people coming all the way from Seaford out to this dog park. It's over $100.
We got a partnership.
Well, the dog park is an alternative item, and I would need direction from the council whether you want to, you know, what is it we should be bidding? Am I just bidding the base project, or, you know, we could say, the way I set up my motion is that we would proceed with bidding a base design with the addition of whatever alternatives that you choose, and you could identify them via number. Carlton, could we go back to the slide that had the alternatives?
So it's 5 miles out and 5 miles back is 10 miles. So it's, that's the you'll walk your dog. And it's got, now it's got to be in the park and not on a lease, right? It's going to be on a park or it's going to
well,
be
you, what you do is it's on the leash, you go in the fence, you unhook the, I've gone and looked at a number of these. And
well, you know, the James Farm, which is what, near me, we partnership with the Inland Bays, and they permit dogs.
They walk freely through the park at the James Farm.
I think they're supposed to be on a leash, but
if you're out there, I
on the
encounter
beach,
them very
in prime
just
too, sometimes.
The
but I will say this: because of permitting the dogs there, it's become a very popular spot because there's very few places you can take dogs. So that's been an appeal to a lot of people. Now, on the flip side is there's some lazy dog owners that will not clean up after their dogs and stuff like that. And the Inland Bays people are having some concerns about that. They you know, if it gets too bad. So that is the one issue. So hopefully maybe fellow dog owners will monitor lazy dog owners. But permitting dogs was a really an appeal to make the place highly appealing to the general public because it gives them a place to take their dog.
But that's not in the basic plan, is
no,
it?
But it?
Okay. And it would be expensive to put that in there? Dog park?
Well, you would
or
have
permitting
to
dogs or
bring your own dog.
Model.
Okay, you don't have to have a dog park is what we're
saying.
It's
like $24,000.
It's an alternative bid
okay.
on them. We have to do fencing, we have to run water over there,
right.
We have to have like leash posts.
But we could permit dogs on a leash.
Yes,
is that
you could.
What George is referring
but,
to?
But dogs could be permitted immediately as long as they walk their dogs, right?
Right.
They just won't have that area that they can run free. I mean, that's the alternative. But,
right,
but
right.
As part of the rules for this park, sure. Dogs could be permitted and then spell out how they're permitted.
Then we have to have a weigh-in station because we have to figure out which is the bigger dog. Small dog, little dog.
More questions to council, Mr. Phillips?
several things. Mike, we bought this property. We bought 41 acres knowing that we didn't need all of that but there for this original dredge. But there was
correct.
Some talk about in the future we could use the rest of the land because to maintain the Nanticoke properly, we may need to dredge every 20 years or so.
Correct.
You mentioned that this first 21 acres can be reused again?
Yes, it could.
How many times can we go on top of that original 21 acres?
I would have to get somebody from the Corps of Engineers to go out and do those calculations because obviously it's relative to the length of the river that you're dredging. If you're just talking about redredging the same area that we dredged this past time, I believe you wouldn't have to do any work. You could just reuse the site as it exists. Now, if you make it a larger area, then maybe we'd have to look at the calculations. And we may have to go in and, for example, remove the spoils that have collected there. And if it has any value, if it's granular enough, it may have some value as a construction material. Or it may not be. It may be too silty for use. So we would have to, you know, remove it from the dredge site and burn, you know, create some sort of planting berm or something of that. But kind of, it's going to be relative to the area that needs to be dredged by the, you know, by the Corps of Engineers.
So are you suggesting that through those mitigation methods, we could possibly reuse that original 21 acres several times?
Given the condition of the site as it exists, and now that I've witnessed a live dredging operation, yes, I believe you could reuse it.
So we won't need this additional 20 acres for dredge boards?
I do not believe so.
We might have a hill there eventually. They go skiing on.
And then we're on our edge
of the
topic.
Recreational opportunities.
I just know how difficult it was to acquire this land and get the easements and do everything. I'd hate
again,
to see
it's going to be relative to the length of the river that you're dredging. I'm drawing a blank on how much we did, but say we dredged approximately 2 miles of the Nanticoke River this first go round. Obviously, if you had to dredge 10 miles, it would be a different situation. But also, you have to look, if you're dredging a different portion of the river, it may not be economical to pump all the way back up to this site. We may be put in having, hydraulically, they can't pump it to that dredge site or don't want to. Again, it's kind of the Corps of Engineers' call more than it would be our call about reusing the site.
You've answered my question. This 20 acres for the park is not something that we're going to regret having an easement on in perpetuity for that $107,000. Speaking of $107,000, I do recall myself and I believe another council member saying that we could take that 107, but let's not spend more than the 107 on the park. And we've gone over by 35,000 or so. I just would have to say that to win my support, I'd like to see us stay at that $107,811 limit. There are organizations like the Master Gardeners who had an event at the Carville Education Center this last week, who had the butterfly gardens, who had the other types of exhibits that you're looking at here. Should this move forward, I would really encourage someone to get in touch with them. There's 75 Master Gardeners. There's more coming on all the time. They meet regularly, and it may be a great project for them to partner with us.
Sure.
I have to wonder if there aren't civic organizations that may need a lodge who could partner with us in utilizing the house out there, and in turn maybe have some type of presence out there, maybe not 24/7, but at least a lot more, again, without any cost to the county. There's a charge of $15 per linear foot for fencing.
It's an estimate. It depends upon what type of fence we specify. Speaking to people in the fence business, I think it's a reasonable cost estimate.
Doesn't seem high. What kind of
fence? I would hope that we would bring it in cheaper. We want to do some sort of, I don't want to say rustic, but something that would match. We don't want to do chain link, so we want to do some sort of wood planking. Mm-hmm. But it has to be significant enough. One of the issues we have now is even with the existing gate across the driveway, a four-wheel drive vehicle can kind of drive through. There's like a ditch parallel to the road. Mm-hmm. So we have to have some kind of structure across the front to prevent vehicular access to the park area. We're looking for a low-cost wooden fence that kind of fits in with the area.
Well, the 142 would be subject to... I'm sorry, have you finished?
Mr. Folsom has more.
Oh, I didn't say amen. I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
I need your word finished. I'm sorry.
Again, it would seem like that is a cost that we should look at very closely, because unless you've got a very significant fence to keep people out, should it be for... visual pleasure, a split rail fence, my goodness, could come in at a fraction of that. I think, Mr. President and the rest of the council, we need to look for a partner on this project. We have steadfastly in this county government resisted the temptation to go toward a Parks and Recreation Department. Over my 15 years and prior to that, it is one of the biggest cost items for many county governments. And already today, we have witnessed what is inevitably going to happen. Other council members are going to say, where's my park?
Oh, that was not serious. I think it's wonderful for Seaford. I'm a little envious, that's all.
We've got 20-some towns in this county, and Seaford now has a county park. Is there going to be other requests coming in very shortly? I hesitate to move forward until we can, one, get our costs down to the match that we had with the state, which required us to create a park at 107, 811,
Mr. Phillips, I wanted to remind you, too, that we are applying for additional grant funding, which we feel very comfortable. Again, if you're looking at the $143,000, I can't stand here and say I believe we'll get the full 50%, but Jule Gibbons has had a lot of conversation, and we feel very comfortable up to perhaps the $50,000 range would be reasonable to acquire an additional grant fund. So maybe that's a way to look at it, too. Is when we do the bid award, if we had some sort of idea, perhaps from the state, about the available grant funding.
Well, I think before I'd feel comfortable going forward, I'd like to see that grant funding at least in writing, ideally approved, signed, sealed, and practically delivered. But again, that partnership is so important on a project like this, because There is going to be a great temptation to keep putting money into this thing, either for security or for enhancements. And unless we have a partner who is going to carry the water on this, we're opening a very significant financial can of worms. That's all.
Anything else for council?
Yeah.
Mr. Cole.
You can look to the state parks, like when you look at what the state park does in the coastal area, they've been able to take a lot of their facilities and make them revenue generating. They have weddings at the Coast Guard station. They have functions at it, marinas and stuff like this. And they have a fee structure associated with that. They actually sometimes will even permit certain concessionaires to provide services. So I have no problem moving forward. I'm a little different than Vance. I've seen when the county did something in coastal Sussex County, we were able to partnership. We didn't a partnership immediately, but we eventually found a partner. I think the same potential is over here on the western side. And so I think, you know, moving forward would not upset me at this time. But I think we also ought to, you know, think out of the box a little bit, look to weddings, events. I know dog owners have different things they do. They're probably this could probably be turned into a facility that would be sought after by a lot of people, organizations, and you know, to use. And we should use maybe a user's fee with it, and to help offset some of these costs. And so I would just like to throw that out, that eventually we would move towards looking at, is there any revenue generating potential? Mm-hmm. Not to charge a fee maybe to get in on a daily basis, but when somebody wants to reserve it for a function, or maybe the dwelling could be refurbished to make it a nice, like I say, a lodge or something that people could use. So anyway, that's just my 2 cents worth at this point.
I got 2 cents also. I have no trouble with going ahead with the full basic number of, I think it's 442 or 3. And it maybe we could put it in a motion somehow that we're approving that, and we're expecting a grant of such and such. I mean, I don't know about how to word that, but I want to go ahead with it. And I also have a confidence that we will get some grant money, and that we look at the cooperation we have from the community out here. So we have a lot of people who are very, very interested, and I expect that it's a very good outlook as far as getting partnerships. So I would like to get your advice on should we add something to the motion, but I would put the motion up to approve the 143 or 2, whatever it is, basic.
Mm-hmm. Just one note on the grant, because Mike and I and Jewel have been in contact with Parks and Rec. The scheduling of it all is such that we wouldn't know.
You can't be sure.
Until months from now.
I wondered about that, yeah. But so, I don't want to stop, because there's so many options, opportunities for us to get people involved and get partnerships. So I don't want to stop. We started in 06, right?
So my comment is just that we're months out from knowing we feel very comfortable about our grant application, but we're months from knowing. So that's just a consideration, and if you want to entertain something in that motion, I don't know that that's necessary at this point, but that's up for you all to decide.
I have a motion that I could read that proposes moving forward with the base design, and then you could go from there.
And more questions to council? Read your motion, sir.
The old saying is, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. We're playing on the bush today.
There you go.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the engineering department to proceed with bidding of the Woodland Park project as presented at the July 15, 2014 council meeting to consider the base design.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Questions on the motion?
What's the total amount we're going to spend?
Well, the estimate of the base design is $142,900. We are applying for grant funds, which we would hope.
And we've already spent how much for this part of our money?
We would have spent the money that we used to hire Pannoni to perform the planning and design, which my recollection was around $40,000.
I thought we spent over $500.
Buying the site.
Buying the whole property.
I'm talking about the total project, not just parts of it.
Well,
what have we spent totally?
We spent money for the property, $580,000. We would have had extraneous costs above that for surveying and things of that nature. We had to subdivide the property. I would have paid a surveyor to do that work. I don't have that number off the top of my head. Perhaps Mrs. Jennings does. We went through the whole dredging project. I knew I had to acquire easements from various property owners to run the dredge pipeline. I'm going to estimate that cost was less than $20,000. I also had to install a casing pipe across the road, which that cost us about $18,000 is my recollection. Before the dredging and since the dredging, we've had to do a series of groundwater monitoring of wells. We had to install wells around the property as well. So we had money invested there. Since then, I've done a lot of monitoring of the groundwater and of the water in the river. So we've incurred costs there.
Which, Mike, all had to be done because of the dredging project, which we were required to do. So all those we had to do. Now we're talking about the additional cost over and above that just for this park is that we're starting at 140 some plus is plus about 180 plus thousand.
Correct. We've cut the grass.
142.9,
right? Yes. We've cut the grass since we've owned the property, things of that nature.
Phillips.
Could I offer an amendment to that motion just to say that it's contingent upon the receipt approval of grant funding, which will cover the cost when coupled with the $107,811. Right now, we're about $35,089 short.
But it's in the budget, you know.
If it's in the budget, spend it, right?
We have an amendment from Mr. Phillips. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
I have a second, Mr. Wilson. Okay. Anything else from council? We will vote on the amendment first. If you would read that back, Mrs. Griffith, what the amended motion was.
Just to add, it was contingent upon the receipt and approval of grant funding.
Okay. Any questions on that motion?
Well, grant funding, which will cover the cost of improvements.
Okay. Any more questions? Take the vote on that.
On the amendment. No, I don't think we need it. And when I saw the list of the basic matters to be at hand, and I saw the price at the bottom, I was surprised it was only that much. And I know that we have prepared for it in the budget, and I know that I don't want it hung up on some idea of if and when we get a grant and how much and where's it from. I wouldn't like to see the project. Hampered by those considerations. I have full confidence in the folks who are doing this work. So I don't care for the amendment, no.
Votes no. Mr. Cole?
I'll vote no.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote no. Motion defeated. Now we entertain a motion to vote on the motion for moving forward with this at a cost of $142,900. Any questions on that?
So this total project is going to cost just about $1 million.
I have no idea.
That's just what I think.
Because we're not talking, we've already paid for our first project, have we not?
We're still spending money.
That's correct.
It's on the same project.
We have a motion to move forward with the project, the basic design, which is a price of $142,900.
Yes.
Take that vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I grew up in Seaford, and I think this will be a very positive thing for the area. Sorely needed, and I have something in my area that's been very highly successful, and I think there's so many opportunities in the future to look at, like I said, revenue generating, of just providing something for the western side of the county to be able to take some pride in. So I vote yes.
To Phillips.
I'm going to have to vote no for a number of reasons. One is we have traditionally avoided going down the path of a parks and recreation program. This has all the earmarks of the first step in that direction. The location is not desirable in the least. It's four or five miles from the closest population center. I believe that we had the opportunity with the previous vote to put some guarantees in this that we would not be spending Sussex County taxpayers' dollars, but rather depending on grant funding to cover the cost. And under that scenario, I would have been a little more likely to vote for this. I think we're rushing ourselves on this project by not bringing in a partner at the front end to discuss and consider the long-term financial effect of this on our county budget. As much as I would like to support what I believe will be the majority on this project, I just am uncomfortable moving forward at this time. That's a no.
Mr. Wilson.
My vote is naturally going to be no. And for me to think that anybody would take their dog 11 miles to walk it is silliness. This park is way, way out of line of Seaford. Way out of line. It's not, George talks about going to Seaford, he raised in Seaford. George, you couldn't even walk out here to this park. You'd have to get on your car or something and get to this park because it's so far out of town. It's way down past DuPont, way down.
I didn't
it's
expect
out,
to walk
It's way out of way. And far as starting a county park, we just might vote for all county parks. When the ballpark out here wanted to park, this council voted years ago, we're not going to start a county park. Well, we're up to it. The state has allowed $107,000. They're willing to give us that to partner with us. And we've exceeded that. We've gone beyond their amount. So, to me, we're being a little ridiculous here. I think we're spending money like the old bird says, it's bird in the hands, two in the bush, and almost like drunken sailors here this morning.
Is that a no vote, sir?
That's a no vote.
Thank you. I'll vote yes, motion carried.
I got one last comment, maybe. Mike, if it's possible, down in South Coastal Library, we had the Friends of the South Coastal Library. And we talked about establishing a partnership. There's possibly you could use a model like that for like the Friends of Woodland Park, where a local group could develop similar to that. And
we have our first three members.
I think we do.
That's what I'm alluding.
I can thank them.
Yeah, that's what I'm alluding to. Mm-hmm. So that's the possibility of a future partnership that could then take some local control and move forward with it and raise funds for it. So
well, the sooner we sign the deed over to them.
Thank you, sir.
We don't want to do that.
Mr. Rizzo, you're still up here.
Still up here. Thank you, Carlton.
Good job.
Thank you, sir.
Good job.
Okay. Next on my agenda is